Welcome to Genius Boy Radio, the best podcast ever.
Andrew, let's hear the recommendation of a six-year-old. What comic book do you recommend to our audience?
I highly recommend Sonic the Hedgehog.
Why?
Because it's cool and fun.
Comic books are awesome!
This is Genius Boy Live on Demand, Episode 1.
Radio.
Our retake of the premiere episode, which after 2 hours of recording, we only ended up with, what, like 5 minutes?
Yeah, it was a great dress rehearsal.
And it was your explanation of the, what movie was it?
Monster Squad. And yeah. Then we segued into talking about Van Helsing.
Right. We'll actually have that clip to play because the only remaining clip from that trial episode. Just to introduce ourselves, I'm Tim, and I have written a book called Grant Morrison in the Early Years, and I am a comic book scholar / educator / all-around human being. And you are?
I am your brother, Ryan Callahan. I live in Los Angeles, and I'm a writer and a director for reality TV right now. It's a very exciting field.
Really?
Great advancements.
I haven't heard much about it.
Yeah, it's really fascinating. Yeah,
I think they might catch on.
Yeah, apparently the kids love it. The kids today, they love anything real.
Now, is it actually real?
Oh,
I've heard it's not.
I sign a confidentiality agreement every season in which if I divulge certain information, I'm forced to pay $5 million, which I don't have anywhere near that.
No.
What I can tell you is that I like to call it the truth plus, because sometimes we make the truth better or make the truth the exact opposite of what the actual truth was.
See, because I thought they were not real, these shows, because I've seen them, and it looks like the actors are all animated or robots, and it looks like...
Are you thinking of anime?
Oh, wait, you don't do it? It's Japanese cartoons, right?
No, reality television.
Oh, reality television.
Yes.
Like The Wiggles.
The Wiggle. No. Like, it's usually there's shows where there's a... there we go. This is great radio. There's my fax machine going off. I have no idea how to turn it off. I apologize.
Is it a hot fax about reality TV?
No, it's actually...
Is it about The Wiggles?
It is about the hot things with The Wiggles, yes. There's a reality show to find a new Wiggle.
Yeah, because Greg's got...
Wow.
Yeah, he does.
I didn't know.
He's been replaced.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Why can't... I mean, what better lesson for children than your loved ones will eventually get diseased and die?
Now, I shouldn't actually say Greg has... because he doesn't have... I have no idea what's wrong with him.
Oh, well,
but he's left. He's left The Wiggles, and now they have a replacement Wiggle. That should have been the show on TV after the Pussycat Dolls on the Anime Network. We're supposed to talk about comic books and stuff. Like
allegedly,
that.
Yeah.
Allegedly, this is a reality radio
and
online podcast show.
I would like to point out we told this story on the test show, which will never anyone will hear because it was destroyed, like most of America's silent films. And you have been reading comic books since the age of like 12, right?
Sure. Or
pretty
earlier,
much, right? Yeah. So far, you'd be well over 20 years.
Yeah, well over. Books.
I stopped reading comic books about 15 years ago.
Right.
So Tim is more the expert on this, and I am more just here.
Yeah, and your favorite comic book in the history of the universe ever is?
Ever?
Yeah, what's the name of it? Right, top of your head. As of today, August whatever, 3rd, 5th?
Well, the Watchmen is my favorite thing ever.
Really? The Watchmen?
Yeah.
You know they're making that into a reality TV show. Oh, wait,
no, they're
a
making,
movie.
I believe they're making a feature film. Yeah.
An anime.
No, live action. Real people.
Robots?
Nope. No, there's no robots.
Wow, fascinating. This is breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. They're making a non-robot, non-anime, reality TV movie.
About the Watchmen. Yeah.
That would be big.
Here's what they're going to do. Instead of doing it all on computers, we'll do most of it on computers, but they're also going to take actors and have them physically stand in front of a camera and then shoot them.
I've heard they used to do that. I think George Lucas did it in episode 2. Attack of the Clones?
Right. Yeah, I believe he did one or two scenes like that, yes.
Right. I read about that on the internet.
Yeah, speaking of which, have you seen the Beowulf trailer?
I have not, but I heard Robert Zemeckis is involved, therefore sign me up.
Well, you know, I showed it to my wife, and it's this new animation process, right? it's not animated, but it looks, I mean, it's animated, but it looks real. Like,
it's like the,
it's like the Polar Express, but way
it's
better.
It's like the Lord of the Rings original animated movie?
Yeah, but significantly better quality.
Oh.
Animation, yeah.
So it's good.
It looks, no, it won't be good. Good Lord, no. It's Robert Zemeckis. It won't be any good.
I prefer the original Beowulf in the Old English.
Oh, yeah.
And anything since then is just hack work.
Yeah, I actually enjoyed Grendel by John Gardner.
Yes.
The Beowulf story from the monster's point of view, I really enjoyed that. I thought it was very funny.
Yeah. I like Grendel by Matt Wagner, the comic book that has nothing
right.
to do with the Old English poem.
Not familiar with that.
It's good. Sometimes they actually produce the comic books in black, white, and red colors. All three colors.
Oh, you know, I do remember that, actually.
Three-color process. So moving on to other comic book information. I posted this review online on my blog.
You can go to it right now if you want to, listeners.
No, it's not even WW. It's geniusboyfiremelon.blogspot.com. It's the greatest. Actually, I think the only way people will be able to hear this podcast is from that blog. So, in fact, they will already know about the blog.
But they can now go find the specific article you're talking about.
I'm referring to the Best of the Week Metal Men number one review. I don't know if you read that on the internet.
I did read that, yes.
That, you didn't read the Metal Men number one, though, right?
No.
You read my review of it.
Yeah, I read your review, yes.
But anyway, I wrote the review. Nobody really responded except some guys like, hey, did you ever read this other thing? And so, anyway, it didn't set the internet on fire, my review. But
no.
I got an email today from a crazy person. And the crazy person ranted about how Duncan Rulo stole some, I don't know, term from some religious group, the Ministry of Sleep or something. And
okay.
He used that in his graphic novel, The Nightmarist. And he said this person in the rant said The Nightmarist is a ripoff of Friday the 13th and Duncan Rulo is going to get sued. And it was
great.
I think it was one long sentence and every word was misspelled. But it was this email basically condemning Duncan Rulo and anything affiliated with Duncan Rulo. And it was sent to me. And
does he think you work for him? You're a publicist of some sort?
I don't know. But it's a little frightening because I know my email address is out there in the public. But I don't want to receive emails from crazy religious people who tell me that Duncan Rulo is going to hell.
You know,
because I am not Duncan Rulo, although I do admire his work and I am in love with him.
You know, this is a really easy, solvable problem. If you have a separate email address just for your blog that's not affiliated with your personal email address, then you wouldn't really get
stop
crazy
the presses.
People's,
how can one man have two email addresses?
It's very
that's not legal.
I have several. I have several internet aliases.
How do you know which one to check?
I just check them all.
That's
constantly.
Fascinating.
Yeah, I get very little work done.
I should look into that.
Yeah, it's really great.
You know what, though? I do have an America Online email address still.
Yeah, I'm aware.
From 1975.
Yeah.
And I use
Safari
to go online.
I believe you still use a CompuServe. And
yeah.
Your other computer is a Commodore 64. Like you'd like to say
it's a Tandy, but it's close.
Yeah.
I use that. I use the old... there was Safari on one using my Macintosh computer.
Yeah.
And if you try to look up your AOL mail on Safari, it takes like 5 hours.
Yeah.
And sometimes it doesn't even load up. So I never check my AOL mail. So I could, you know what? I do have a Gmail account too. And I'll start using that now. But it's top secret. And no religious freaks will learn about it. So don't spread the word. In other comic book news, Meltdown Comics in LA is the sponsor of this program.
Are they really?
No, but I think they should be because... Meltdown Comics called or emailed Michael Phillips, editor-in-chief of SecArt, and said, hey, our customers are clamoring for Grant Morrison in the early years. Can we buy 10 copies? So Meltdown Comics in LA has 10. They probably have zero left because let's be honest, I'm sure it's sold out.
I can go and check tonight because it's right down the street from me.
You could sign copies for me. Just say, this person looks just like me on the About the Author page, and then just sign copies.
I just imagine me... 70 pounds lighter and 8 inches shorter.
And balder.
And bald and much older and more weathered.
I think in that picture, I do have my shirt unbuttoned, like two buttons down.
So yeah, it's a good look for you.
It's pretty sexy.
It'd be better if you were barefoot and holding a violin on the beach because then we know you're really soft and artistic.
I need some more coral in the background is what I need.
Yeah.
Or maybe a coral necklace.
You know what the worst part about your blog is that you write all about these comics and I'm like, oh, that all sounds good. And then I'm like, oh, I can't start buying comics because then
to supplement your DVD purchases.
No, because I won't. I'll buy everything I want on DVD. I'll buy all the comics too, and then my wife will leave me.
Yeah, let's just for the listeners here, let's just clarify that I at one point bought your comic book collection when you were maybe in college.
Yeah.
For a dime. I think I paid 10 cents for it.
Pretty much, yeah.
So now I have all your Marvel comics from the 80s.
I think you actually gave me $50.
Wow.
Literally,
that's a good
everything.
Deal.
Yeah, yeah.
And but I've paid hundreds of dollars in moving fees to transport all that crap since then.
Yeah. Got a lot of old Captain
all
America.
All those long boxes.
Web of Spider-Man, particular Spider-Man. A lot of good stuff.
I have a huge comic book collection. I have, like, 50 long boxes at this point. You don't have many. But you have some graphic novels. But each of us has, like, probably 1,500 DVDs or something.
Oh,
I
have more.
Maybe
like
2,000.
I have more like 2,500, 3,000.
Okay. So we have an immense DVD collection on either sides of the continent. You on the West Coast, myself on the East Coast. And yet I also buy comic books. So you should join me in that.
Well, the thing is, I also do – I drink, which you don't.
No,
so
I don't drink.
That's where some of my money goes. And
I did drink tonight, though. And in fact, I'm wasted right now. Mostly, actually, it's a mescaline. I don't know if mescaline's a beverage, but I had mescaline soda pop.
That's very interesting. That's unlike you.
Yeah, it's not true, but it could be.
But I also have, I have probably like 1,000 wrestling DVDs at this point, too, because I get a ton of those. So.
Yeah, you have 1,000 more wrestling DVDs than I do.
Yeah, I have a lot of them. On a bit of a buying spree recently.
And you know what else? Tomorrow, Flash Gordon Special Edition comes out.
I'm aware. It's in the mail.
Don't you wish you sold your old one last year?
I don't really care. Whatever. It would have been nice to get the $100 when I was selling for that. But still, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if, like, in 10 years you can still sell it for $100. Because there'll be some goofball who really wants the cover art.
I love it. So yeah. I'm gonna get that. Anyway, let's
also say it is also our mother's birthday tomorrow.
It is.
Happy birthday, Mother, if you're listening.
Happy birthday, Mother, and I hope you enjoy the Flash Gordon Special Edition DVD that I'm going to buy at Best Buy tomorrow.
And the Simpsons Season 10 tomorrow as well.
Yes, and Rome Season 3.
As well as the Myrna Loy and William Powell collection. And if you're a fan of detective movies and of lighthearted comedies, check out the Thin Man series because they're very good.
Yes, I will, actually. I have them on my list.
Yeah, they're good stuff.
Here's a story, an anecdote, if you will. So you know I have those 50 long boxes full of comics.
Yes.
Last year, I organized them. I alphabetized all my comics, put everything in order. The reason for doing this was because I am a super nerd, and I love comic books. And you with me so far?
Yep, I'm with you.
And I wanted to insure them, and I said to my insurance company, I said, hey, does my homeowner insurance cover my comic book collection? And they're like, well, how much is it worth? And I said, I don't know, $50,000, because I got about 30,000 comic books, and some of them are worth money, and some are worth a buck, but the point is...
Yes, I mean, some are worth $2.
I don't have a single comic book worth, like, $1,000, but I have so many comics that cumulatively they're worth a lot. And they're like, well, you have to itemize them and give us a list. So I was like, okay, I'll do that. So I went through, I listed them. I didn't have any fancy system. I just wrote all my comics and all the issue numbers in a 3-ring binder. And then since then,
is that how you did it when you alphabetized them recently?
Yeah, last year. Well, you because I was gonna I was gonna put it on the computer, but the point I'm sitting there like in my. I can't type it up as I'm like sorting. So I put them in the box. I write down all the issues and titles, and then I'm gonna transfer it to the computer because I don't have a laptop next to me because I have I have a desktop computer.
Right. That's right. You don't have a laptop.
So so I wrote it all down, and then, since then I've gotten like 10 more long boxes over the past year of stuff, and I've actually written that down in the notebook, and then most recently I couldn't find the notebook like a month ago, so I wrote it down on a piece of paper, left the piece of paper in my cargo shorts pocket, and it went through the wash. So I lost that recent sheet of paper that had stuff from the past 6 months on it, and now I can't find the notebook anywhere in the whole house.
Oh, super. That's great.
I've now cleaned the entire basement. I've sorted all my comics, moved them around, cleaned everything. The notebook is gone. My wife said, hey, you probably left it at the comic shop when you brought it to get issues you're missing. And I said, you know what? I did. I remember leaving it at the comic book shop. And I called James.
Fantasy Realms.
Yeah, the local comic book shop. I called him up and I said, hey, did I leave my – this is like 6 months ago when I originally left it there. That's why I haven't been able to find it. I said, did I leave it there? I called him up and I said – did I leave that notebook there? He's like, yeah, because it actually was an old college notebook that had some art history notes in the beginning. And then it had my comic book list in the back.
Really?
90s Mead notebook.
Right.
So anyway, he did have it back then, but I remember that I picked it up. But maybe I didn't. So I went back to check, and he has no record of that book. He remembers that I left it there, but he thought I picked it up. I can't find the book. The book could be somewhere in his store because he's got tons and tons of crap in his store. He could have thrown it out by now. I could have thrown it out by now accidentally. Who knows where it could be? But the point is, I now have no list of my comics, and I'm probably going to go through them this summer and sort them again and list them all again. And then the day after I do that, I'm probably going to find that original notebook.
Yeah, that's how it always happens.
And
it sounds like a job for Mr. Indiana Jones.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that the plot of the fourth movie?
You know, it actually is. That's a good segue. It really is. His friend, actually, he loses a book because he's old, and he's an old man now. He's 60.
Right.
And he forgets where he put his book. And I believe the second act is he forgets where he put his reading glasses.
Now, Shia LaBeouf is in it, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
So I believe will he bring the robots with him?
No, I don't believe so.
But I saw the Transformers, and then at the end of that movie, the robots were still with him.
But no, it's a different film. I believe he's playing Short Round. He's taking over the role of Short Round.
So I was listening to another podcast, and they were saying, wouldn't it be awesome if Short Round was in the new movie, played by Jet Li?
That would be good.
Totally kicked ass.
That would be, I would like to see that movie.
So that was my daughter reviewing the Simpsons movie, which we took the whole family to see last week. So my six-year-old son loved it. In fact, he's been addicted to the Simpsons for the past month, ever since he saw the ads on TV. He's been watching all the seasons back-to-back. He must have seen about 60 episodes. I started him off in season 4. He worked his way through season 8. Anyway, it's a really good family film, and it's like all the Simpsons episodes. It has the Homer moments and the Bart moments and the Lisa moments and the Marge moments. And the Homer episodes are the best, and so the Homer parts of the movie are the best, and so on. And the Marge episodes are the worst episodes, and the Marge parts of the movie are the weakest. But it's got something the whole family could love. And in fact, my wife came out of the theater, and she said, that was a really well-written movie, which she's never said in her entire life. So that was pretty cool, and we enjoyed it. And the Burger King toys are really awesome, so that's an extra bonus. Anyway, Ryan had to leave us, so it's just me talking about comics. And we actually recorded some more audio that got lost, so what we talked about were comic-related matters, only vaguely anyway. One of the things we talked about was, I mentioned to him last week in the other stuff that got lost, that when I mentioned All-Star Batman and Robin, when I did a review of that on my blog, I got all these hits the next week because some Women in Comics website linked to my blog post. And I guess anything to do with women in comics is a big deal because there's not a lot written about women in comics because there's not a lot of women in comics. And my review was kind of negative about All-Star Batman and Robin. It was pretty sarcastic. It actually wasn't as negative as that book deserves, probably, because I kind of like that book. It's ridiculous and stupid, and it's not good, but I'm having fun with it. Anyway, tons of hits because of that single review. And I thought, well, maybe I'll just write more about women in comics. But no, I will not pander to that audience unless, of course, I do. So if you see me write a million blog posts about women in comics, you'll know why. The other thing that got me some hits is this ridiculous, unbelievable thing that I can't believe it. I wrote about the Power Pack comic because my son loves to read the Power Pack comic. It's actually really good. In fact, Fred Van Lente, who's doing Action Philosophers, he's writing the newest arc, the Fantastic Four Power Pack 4-issue series. And so I was writing a review of the Power Pack comic, and I think in that same blog post, I was talking about Greg Land, and I was talking about his porn covers because that's what I used to refer to the way he photoshops the porn images and uses them for the Ultimate Power cover or whatever I was referring to. Anyway, the point is, someone, more than one person, I think, according to my stats, Googled Katy Power porn and got a hit to my website. So who's out there Googling Katy Power porn? I mean, what is she, like 7 years old and she's a fictional character? That's ridiculous and should be illegal, and that's not good. With a parasite attached to me, what else is going on in comic book news? I think the biggest book that I want to recommend to everybody out there is Ryan Hughes' Yesterday's Tomorrows. You can't even get it in America. It's only available in England. I think you can get it on Amazon.com, but it has to ship from Amazon UK. You can order it straight from Amazon.uk. That's what I did. But Yesterday's Tomorrow is the hardcover collection of Ryan Hughes' comic book work. some of which he did with Grant Morrison, like the entire Dan Dare series is reprinted in there, and a bunch of other work by Ryan Hughes. And I would say that's the book of the summer. It's really something that's hard to get around here, and I highly recommend getting it. I think it's only limited to 3,000 copies, so get yours while they last, because that's going to be big. It's not going to be big, actually. Probably no one's going to talk about it because it's not available over here, but it's really going to be cool, and you owe it to yourself to check it out. That's about it for this show. This has been Genius Boy Live on Demand Radio. And this is your host, Tim Callahan. And next week, we'll be back with actual comic talk. I think Ryan's going to be able to read some comic books by then, some Animal Man and Doom Patrol books. And we'll talk about new releases, and we'll talk about other comic book-related news and other movie stuff, what's going on in L.A. We'll talk about that as well. So hopefully you guys will have a chance to hear some more goodness, and it won't get erased like last week's episode. So thanks for checking us out, and we'll see you next time. But first, an added bonus from last week's almost totally deleted episode. We get Ryan Callahan on Monster Squad.
The deal with the Monster Squad, for those who haven't seen it or know about it, is the Little Rascals meet the Universal Monsters. This group of kids who form a group called the Monster Squad, where they're like all these dorks. And then the Universal Monsters, Dracula, Frankenstein, Wolfman, Mummy, and Creature from the Black Lagoon all descend in this town to get this mystical amulet. And Tom Noonan plays Frankenstein and does a great job. And for no apparent reason, Frankenstein becomes a good guy rather quickly. They really don't explain it at all. It just kind of happens. And it's a really short film, and there's a lot of bad humor and a lot of odd profanity. But it's a good time, you know. It's not good, but it's fun to watch.
Are they the actual Universal Monsters, and they've been living in California for the past 70 years?
No, they've all arrived from all over town. Like, Frankenstein is on a plane, and they drop him down, and Dracula's up there too, and then it just conveniently happens that the same lake that the Frankenstein's monster dropped into is the same lake where the creature in the Black Lagoon was. It all works out very well.
But they don't go into the origin of these creatures, right?
No, they just all descend in this town rather quickly.
So it's just a high-concept awesomeness.
Yeah, and it's great because they have the young child who plays the hero, and at the end, he exchanges a big thumbs-up with the ghost of Van Helsing, who was pulling Dracula into another dimension. So it's great. It's a great way to end an 80s film with a big thumbs-up.
Yeah. Really? A thumbs-up is a high five.
And by the way, Van Helsing didn't appear until he appeared at the very beginning and the very, very end of the film, and it was nowhere else in between.
And he's like, thumbs up.
He's like, way to go, anonymous child who helped me. And he gives him the big thumbs up. It would have been better if it ended on a freeze frame and a high five, like a film 8 Mile.
Wait, did Van Helsing give the thumbs up?
Yeah, Van Helsing gave the thumbs up, and the kid returned it. And it was good because Van Helsing has Dracula in like a neck, so he's like holding him around the neck and dragging him into this whirling dimension. And he's giving the kid the thumbs up at the same time. So it was pretty
good.
I've
seen the movie Van Helsing.
Yeah.
And there's no thumbs up involved.
No, this Van Helsing is much older, too.
I was speaking on the part of the audience.
Oh, yeah. You know, I saw that film at a midnight screening in the Arclight in Hollywood. And I don't know if people know this, but Van Helsing at a midnight screening is approximately 11 hours long. Because it just goes on and on and on and on. And I remember being so angry. I was just thinking about this the other day for no apparent reason. Before that movie came out, it was going to be a big blockbuster because it was all the Universal Monsters. And director Stephen Sommers, in an interview, said, "We're going to answer some long-standing questions."
I remember
such as,
that.
Why vampires don't appear in mirrors, they're reflections? Why Frankenstein has bolts in his head? And what happens to the Wolfman's pants? And they answered none of those questions.
Well, the mirrors were actually portals.
Yeah,
all
they said, why don't they appear in mirrors? And he says, what if they're not mirrors? And that's their whole explanation. I mean, come on.
So watching it on the big screen, after you left the theater, was there, like, burn-in on the big screen from all the CGI? Just like our TV had Pong burn-in?
There was burn-in on my soul from how bad the film was, but there was no screen burn-in, as far as I can say. I believe I had seen Kill Bill 2 in that same theater, and that was a much better experience.
Yeah, that movie is better, turns out. I mean, who'd have thought?
The Kill Bill 2?
Yeah, Quentin Tarantino.
What are the chances Quentin Tarantino would make a better film than Stephen Sommers?
I know. Didn't Stephen Sommers make Deep Star 6. Did he make Deep Star 6?
Did he? Oh, he may have written it. I don't know if he made it.
I don't know. He's involved with some underwater movie. Some masterpiece.
Music for this episode provided by the Unicorns. A few corrections. Duncan Rulo's The Nightmares features the Ministry of Dreams. Steven Summers did not direct Deep Star 6. He directed the brilliant Deep Rising. And Greg Wiggle does not have... He, in fact, has... Thank you for listening. Next week's show will be better.
I love bacon.
Everything from now on will be made in the future.
Right.
Absolutely. And it will involve robots and reality TV.
As a wise man once said, robotics are the future.
It's true.